And this time on Culture File, the return of Tygo Sullivan. Since we last heard from the filmmaker, he's been thinking about roads and routes, maps and paths, and of course, where this is all leading. This is Tygo Sullivan's Cloud of Unknowing.
I recently saw a remarkable map, composed solely of a dense network of white lines on a black background. At first it didn't look like a map at all, but an extreme close-up of some living thing. Produced by the Intelligence Unit at the School of Architecture at UL, the mysteriously titled Black Map is in fact an uncanny representation of the dense road network in County Limerick. Devoid of buildings, waterways, text and topography, it is a bold and striking image. It made me think about many things, about the knowledge and power that are normally inscribed in maps, about the loss of that knowledge, about the world after us, a landscape overlaid with fading asphalt scars. The black map serves primarily to show the truly remarkable density and reach of our rural road network. Ireland has some 93,000 kilometres of roads, enough to go round the world twice, with tarmac to spare. Our system of motorways, main roads, local roads and boreens emerged from and perpetuates a unique living arrangement. Thousands of standalone homes scattered across the landscape, each needing to be connected to cities and towns, to schools and hospitals, to each other. According to Gráinne Hassett of the School of Architecture at UL, this arrangement is unique in the world. In most other countries, rural communities are clustered together. The countryside is more clearly divided: agriculture, village, wilderness. Our history of politics and land, of small holdings and subdivided farms, gave rise to an inhabiting of almost every corner of the country.
How's it going?
How's it going? It's a pity to smash the place up like this. This was one of the four ancient roads from Clara.
Well, this one's from Brussels, in Belgium.
The history of Irish roads stretches back some 3,000 or 4,000 years, according to what records remain. Yet even in the Middle Ages, Ireland remained a poorly serviced land for the well-wheeled traveller. In the centuries that followed, road development tracked the British colonial project, a great map cut into the landscape itself. Not long after independence, the car would eclipse the train's brief ascendance. The road would rise up to meet the new state. For most of this long history, the road network didn't map precisely onto the lives of those living in the countryside. A secondary network of paths and byways, some clandestine, more simply practical, almost none mapped, existed in parallel to the road network. When I was growing up, there were 6 houses in our small townland, strung out along a long road. The census of 1901 records 11 houses. As a boy with a pair of wellies and a stick, I knew the locations of most of the lost dwellings. Several were far from the road, a few fields back into the valley. These ruins evoked for me a strange and distant time, when the landscape that I knew so well, the fields, the woods and the lanes, had been alive with people. Because each of these houses was connected by lanes and paths, gaps in ditches, stiles, connected to villages, to neighbours, to sweethearts, to schools and churches. All over the country, many such routes remain visible. Dark green shadows in the short grass of summer meadows, lanes overgrown in archways of willow and ash. Many more survive, just in living memory, and in the work of writers such as John McGahern, whose descriptions of his childhood walking the lanes of Leitrim with his mother, the verge is alive with wildflowers and birdsong, are some of the most beautiful passages in his work. By the time of my own childhood, paths across the landscape were so obsolete, they belonged with thatched roofs, homemade butter and kerosene lamps, part of an era so safely distant it could be recalled with a certain wistful romance. On the Late Late Show, Cork author Alice Taylor would often appear to talk about her best-selling memoir, To School Through the Fields, a gentle evocation of simpler times, times of barefoot journeys cross-country, taken with her siblings and friends to a drafty schoolhouse ruled by an angry master. Bottles of tea, sods of turf, hazel rods, the Ireland of Taylor's early 90s fame had left all this behind, had gratefully watched it disappear in the rear-view mirrors of thousands of Volkswagen Jettas and Ford Granadas, speeding past the bungalows that had transformed the rural landscape, past the factories, onto the emerging motorways, sights set on the modern, urbanized Ireland that we inhabit today. A modern Ireland in which walking is happily only for leisure, albeit done in high-vis vests on narrow roads shared with ever bigger and faster cars. An Ireland of agricultural gates, firmly closed, held shut by words like insurance, of laneways and byways enclosed, folded into agricultural land, stripped back and put to work, of rights of way quietly withdrawn, of entire social histories closed off and dug up. From my kitchen window, I can see in the distance the roof of the local primary school. Two fields as the crow flies, it is 2 kilometres away by car. Our daughter will likely start school there in a few short years. Thinking about the time ahead, it is hard not to think of Alice Taylor, to cut away from her memoir the very real hardship and consider that part of her world where children safely, independently made their way to school, surrounded and captivated by the natural world, delayed on their way back, not by school gate traffic jams, but by their own curiosity and discovery, arriving home, sun-soaked and relaxed, with school almost forgotten, because it was, after all, only one part of a much larger cycle of education.
That was Tygo Sullivan's Cloud of Unknowing there, and could I recommend to you, if you didn't catch it, the long-form Clouds of Unknowing programme broadcast earlier this year called A Bigger Cloud. It's available on the Culturefile podcast feed, the Lyric site, and if you search for A Bigger Cloud, Culturefile.